It's December 24th, 2017. It's Sunday, Christmas Eve, and I'm driving on my way back from a hike in the high desert. Did about 12 miles, maybe 1,500 feet of elevation gain. But the air completely choked with white fallout from the constant and heavy spraying. But still, I've said this a million times in other posts, but when you go for a walk and you persist at it, as I did today, I was going for, I laid down a half hour, I rested a few times, it was 5.5 hours, slow poking it through, just a nice steady pace, resting when I wanted to, and it builds your willpower. And yeah, that's something I've been missing out on in the last, couple of months. My hikes have been short duration and aerobically not challenging. And then being frustrated as I am with the microwave exposure where I live and sleep, that also is a torpedo to the body, mind, spirit, linkage and cohesion. And so what I did today was really help to solder together these parts of me that have become fragmented and weakened. And that's not an understatement. I'm 52 years old and I've aged a lot, I would say, especially this past year, but 6 months, it's just getting harder. Staff situations in the workplace, the powerful Wi-Fi router and nearby cellular tower at work, at home, another nearby and even closer cellular tower at home. And then living with family, my mom. It's I'm a loner, and my mom and I are very different people. She loves me, but it's like she really doesn't understand me, doesn't get me, and she's just obnoxious in many ways. And but she's of course in her 70s, she is free to be who she is. She doesn't need me judgmental or not appreciative of who she is, and it would be better for me just to put on a show of love and adoration over the phone, or less frequently in person, than to be living, cohabitating on the same roof. But it's a compromise right now. I'm trying to save money and wait for precious metals investments to turn around. They've been depressed for 7 years now. Six or seven years is a long time. I haven't given up faith in them, but it's been trying to see these, the digital internet, data collection behemoths of Google and Amazon and YouTube and Netflix, take off and do so well, for their investors or stockholders, or now, over the last couple of years, this digital currency of Bitcoin and things like it, using this thing called the this software called the blockchain as supposed to be like the holy grail. I don't really understand it. Maybe that's why I don't appreciate it, but you know, what I do know about the fact that it's hackable, it's utterly traceable, it requires an Internet of Things. I mean, it's really, it requires a massive deployment of wireless technology, you know, to make it really go. And I will not profit by by enslaving myself. I will not do that. And yes, I do business with Apple Computer and Amazon and Netflix, but I probably should take my business elsewhere. You know, they just happen to be providing a very good service, apart from their stealing all your data and selling it. But you know, I want to be free to drop them and see them go bankrupt if the tide turns. But I don't really want to participate on the upside with them. Now, that is, you know, I'll support those businesses that meet my needs, however I determine those needs. You know, if they're filtered by a moral screening, a screen of some moral consideration, or the usefulness of how their product or products help my life. Then I'll use them, but I want to be free to dump them and not have any financial ties to them if I want to cut loose. There was something I wanted to say. I said, a variety of things. So I sweat some, and I haven't sweat much in the past week or two, it seems. And I rarely, I'll take a white t-shirt, and I never, the sweat of my underarms never darkens the cloth, the material, but it did today. And in addition to that, my saliva, I got some cotton mouth towards the end, and that was fine. That's a sign of cleaning up. But I need this. I need an aerobic outlet with heavy sweating once or twice a day. It just has to be. There was a time, I saw in an interview with Post Malone, the latest pop sensation. Other people are producing him. He's got the tattoos and the drug use and the age and the coolness, whatever it is he's got. But I think he's just pure, Illuminati, pure Satanism, really, in a dressed up with some nice music. But he said that he doesn't use deodorant, and that people say he has a musky smell and that people like it. He doesn't stink. And that reminded me of how, I forget when, I've commented on it earlier, but there was a time, I don't think I ever used deodorant up until maybe until I moved to California, when I hit 40 or so. And what it was just my not exercising enough and not eating enough vital foods, or just too much different foods, too many sweets fermenting in my body. Causing poisons and gas and whatever it is, and just my body slowing down on its eliminative abilities. And so I've been starting to stink a little bit, in my opinion. And I've been wearing deodorant now pretty regularly for, I know, 5, 6, 7, I don't know. Was I wearing deodorant up in Monterey? I don't think so. I was exercising a lot. It might have not have been till I was in Oxnard and Ojai areas. That was 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012. 4 years or so there. And I was just, because I what was that trail called? The Gridley Trail. It became inhospitable, intolerable to me electromagnetically. And so I stopped exercising on it. It was never great, but it got worse. And I just shut down, and it turned out that I had a couple of places I was going to, trying to get away from the towers, and then they put more towers up, and I was going up to Rose Valley to take a walk. But so what I'm saying is that I was in my early 40s when I first started using deodorant on a regular basis. But so I never stained my clothes with my armpit sweat, but I did today, and I think that it was a sign of toxicity in my body. It was like dark. It was gross. And I haven't been feeling healthy. I've been feeling sick, actually. And ill and weak and toxic. So I need to eat less, eat more vital foods, and it's gonna, of course, be helped by some kind of EMF enclosure or shelter in the house that I'm still working on. It's just been, I reached out to some companies in May of 2017, and I'm still, because it's such an expensive project, between probably 10 and 30 grand, and it's just been kind of time-consuming, and I'll eventually get it, hopefully in the next month or so, I'm hoping. Either paint my room with certain materials and put up these curtains, or get something a little more heavy-duty, modular room. So I'll be able, the point being, when I have more EMF safety for me, I'm going to feel more energized. I'll have a higher vibration level, and I'll be able to eat more healthier foods, and not be toxic. I think my body's going to be able to eliminate toxins much, much more effectively than it is right now. I think that's all I wanted to say for now. That's over and out. Just happy I did the 12-mile. Hike with some elevation gain, and I feel pretty relaxed right now, even though I've been passing a bunch of towers and heavy metals are raining down on me and not being filtered out by my in-cabin air filter, which doesn't go that small. But I'll be happy for what I was able to do, which was move my body and get away from towers for some hours. That was very healthy too, or healthful also. And over and out.